As I said today, we have a sober message today. And especially after we heard last weekend Peter professing the faith in Jesus that he was the Son of God, today it's a bummer. I mean, this is a loser, big time. Jesus says, you know, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer, and I'm going to die. And then there is something at the end that we usually don't hear, and the disciples did not hear. He said, and I'm going to be raised on the third day. You know, it's just like making announcements in church. People kind of hear the first two sentences, and then after that, just, what did he say? What did he say? The focus becomes, it's very interesting, the focus becomes that I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to suffer, and I'm going to die. Like, what? Peter, like, what? What behave? The rest he did not hear. It's very human, isn't it? I think that's very human. You say yes. You say yes. Yes, it is very human. Carry it with pride. It's yours. It's mine too. That's who we are. We just kind of turn to that negative. And it wasn't really different, you know, but people say the good old times. Well, I don't think that there was a good old times, because even we can go back to the prophet Jeremiah, and he had to focus on the negative stuff. He was sent to bring the people some news. It wasn't good news. And he was really fed up, and he said, I'm going to be silent. But the more he wanted to be silent, the more his heart was burning to speak. You duped me, O Lord. You tricked me. And I am not grateful for that. How many times have we found ourselves in such a situation? There's tension, frustration. And the same is right there in the gospel reading. Because Peter just did not hear the most important thing. And so we all focus on that. I don't really want to focus on that. But it's a warning. It's very clear. It's a warning, because the guy who last week just professed Jesus as the Son of God, the one who received the divine revelation, he is the one who received the divine revelation, that guy just completely lost it. And what he sees is not the divine plan, but he sees the human element. And that's the temptation. To eat chocolate is not temptation. But when there is a divine revelation, and then we see the human element, that's a temptation. And he gets the same answer, same response as we heard at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry when he came out of the desert. And the third one, when Satan says, you know, all these things with God and kingdom, I can give you all that stuff And you don't have to do a thing. And what does Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. That's a serious rebuke. That's not just a warning ticket. You go for, you know, you go to jail for that one. This is a serious, serious thing. Get behind me, Satan. Peter is able to be a leader. He's able to see the depth of the divine revelation, but he's also prone to failure. And that's just human nature. That's just how it works. It might be painful, it might be not agreeing with me, but it's just the way it works. And the truth is that both behavior, the one from Jeremiah and one from Peter, we possess it. We carry it with us, you see. Whether we like to admit it or not, but we do. So the only way we really have a chance to develop our spirituality is when we focus on the last part of the sentence. That on the third day, he will rise up. That's the only way. If we focus in our work on the negative stuff, nothing is going to come out of it. There is nothing that's revelation in that. Nothing. It's empty. So today, this is a challenge that we have to face. And when I say we, I'm not just thinking myself. All of us here. Whether you are a first-timer, whether you have been here for 25 years or 65 years, or I don't really care, you built this church or not, the challenge is to focus on that last part. And I hope that as the church develops and grows, and growth is going to come, but there's no growth without pain. I hope that when that happens, that process happens, then we can focus on that last part. Even though we will carry Jeremiah and we will carry Peter with us, we're gonna be angry. We're gonna be upset. We're gonna be confused. But don't forget that last part.